Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. It's 8:09. This is a bit of a stretch, but looking out the window downtown, we couldn't help it. Fog hat. Sorry. It's the virus, Dean. Good morning. How you doing? It's Dean Richards in Channel 9 with his entertainment report, I think. Are you there, Dean? Oh, wait a minute. We have to press a button. Let me check the disc jockey disaster manual. It says get Joe to press a button, and then we'll get Dean up and running here to tell us what's going on. He's got some music news, too. There he is.
Rocking with the fog hat, man, this morning, man. Yeah, rock on, man.
All right, control yourself.
WGN, where Chicago rocks. Yeah,
it's the virus, I think.
You know, I love a fog hat. I love an actual fog horn sound. It's one of the funniest sounds that there is.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
I love it.
So Bob Dylan actually has a new song.
Oh, man. Have you heard this yet?
No.
Oh, you're in for quite the treat then. So, you know, everybody else is doing these live stream concerts online. Bob Dylan last night decides to release his first new song in 8 years. Big deal for Dylan to be releasing a new song. It is, you know, what else would people want to listen to during these troubled times than a 17-minute-long song about the assassination of John F. Kennedy? Here's a little sample of it.
No.
President Kennedy was a right line. Good day to be living and a good day to die. He led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am? Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car.
Jerry, isn't it?
Well, you know what? As Larry King would say, why now? Why Kennedy? I don't get it.
I give it a 10. It's easy to dance to. It's, the answer to all those questions you just asked, I have absolutely no idea. Thank you. It's the only thing that could make that better. It's actually, in concept, it's weird. It's depressing. It's a little morbid. It's very visceral. It's very visceral. I'm talking about the assassination of JFK. But then the song kind of veers off into sort of a poetry slam, poetic telling of the times that came after the assassination of JFK. Hmm. So in a way, it's kind of lovely, but it is just very, very oddly timed. Yeah. It's on his website. I guess this is my guess. Bob Dylan releases this song figuring he's got the most captive audience that he's ever going to have right now. Nobody's got any place to go or anything to do. So, why not listen to his 17-minute song? It's on bobdylan.com. If you really want to perk up your morning.
I was looking for something a little more cheery.
There it is. Yeah, it's called, what's the name of it again? Murder? I'll tell you in a second here. Murder Most Foul. Murder Most Foul. Thank you very much. Try the chili.
How about some Dave Matthews instead?
Yeah, this is a little cheerier. This is what everybody else musically was doing on the web last night. They were doing these online concerts, and Dave Matthews did something. Verizon sponsors called the Pay It Forward series that they're going to be doing. It's Dave Matthews. It's in his house on an acoustic guitar. Here's a little bit of it.
It's a strange time, but maybe we can make the most of it and whatnot.
Everything's different. My head in the clouds. Friday, I lose it.
That's kind of nice.
Right? It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
This, you know, could be bad news for the recording industry. Clearly, we can now get our music from performers in their basements and in their garages, because that's where everything is being done now. He did, this was about an hour-long a live stream that he did last night, did a lot of songs, talked about being in concert and the stories behind some of his favorite songs. In addition to Dave Matthews last night, Harry Styles did one, Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa, Chicago's own Richard Marx, all did live streams yesterday, and they are on their social media accounts right now if anybody wants to take a look at those.
Dean, you want to... You want to hear a special report from Mary? There's not much traffic out there, but she is in the traffic center.
She in the traffic center or in her special home traffic center?
Well, I think she's actually in the home traffic center, but she is plugged into everything going on. Hang on a second. Listen to this.
At Pete's Fresh Market on West Madison, no delays in the toilet paper aisle where we still have empty shelves. However, shoppers are building in the household cleaner section where a few minutes ago a new supply of Lysol disinfectant wipes just arrived. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
That is helpful traffic, finally.
We're talking to Dean Richards, and we didn't talk about this the other day, Dean. I meant to ask you, did you know Stuart Gordon, who passed away this past week?
I did not.
Co-founded Chicago's influential organic theater company, later directed movies, and I didn't realize he grew up in the same neighborhood I did, Albany Park, but he was quite a force around here and nationally, too, wasn't he?
Oh, very well-known name on the Chicago theater scene and went on to much bigger things nationally. But, you know, you think of the early days of the Chicago theater scene when Steppenwolf was first getting underway and, you know, some of the smaller storefront theaters were getting underway. The Organic Theater was certainly one of those players, and yeah, it's a loss to the arts community in Chicago.
Absolutely. Who is the person now who is in Desperately Seeking Susan who died of the coronavirus?
Yeah, this was an actor who was in Desperately Seeking Susan and Crocodile Dundee and lots of movies. You would recognize his face in a second. His name is Mark Bloom, and he died of complications of COVID-19 yesterday, only 69 years old. He was in the HBO series Succession, the Netflix movie called You, and Amazon's Mozart in the Jungle. On Broadway, he was in the award-winning revival of 12 Angry Men, and appeared off-Broadway quite a bit as well. But everybody who has worked with him is remembering him fondly on Twitter this morning, including Madonna, who worked with him in Desperately Seeking Susan, Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City, and Zach Braff. He was a very, very beloved, extremely talented actor who has now become another victim of this horrible pandemic.
So we don't know his name, but we would all recognize his face.
Yeah, Mark Bloom is his name, but if you saw his face, you'd go, "Oh, that guy."
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, he's one of those kind of, I guess you'd call, character actors.
Sad to hear. Let's talk about what we can do this weekend, and basically it involves our television set.
Yeah, get comfortable with it all. The thing that's starting to happen now is that the movie studios are realizing that the theaters are not going to be opening for a while. So a lot of the movies that were first-run movies that have you know, been in theaters, were in theaters for about a week or so before everything shut down, have now moved to on demand. So you can see movies like Just Mercy, which was a pretty good legal story, true story, that stars Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx and Brie Larson, about somebody who was wrongfully accused. A young lawyer with no experience comes in and has the odds stacked against him to try to get his conviction overturned. It's called Just Mercy. It's on demand today. The a Ben Affleck movie called The Way Back that was only out for a couple of weeks has moved now to on demand as well. This is the story of an alcoholic basketball coach, high school basketball coach, who's trying to inspire a team of people not inspired, students not inspired, while he's battling his own demons with the bottle. This is the movie that we found out when we interviewed Ben Affleck. This is one of the last celebrity interviews that we did before the pandemic hit, talking to Ben Affleck about this movie, where he told me about being in rehab for alcoholism in his real life while he was making this movie. So it makes it extra poignant, you know, to watch the film. Vin Diesel's Bloodshot is out this week as well on demand. It's the story of a military soldier who's shot and killed, but he's brought back to life with technology that makes him a kind of a super soldier now, out for revenge. I feel bad giving any movie a bad review right now, but right. It's really not that good of a movie. If you're into this, is based on a comic book franchise, and if you're into that, I'm sure you'll like it 100 times better than I did. And also this faith-based movie, I Still Believe, which is also a true story about a Christian music performer who had to choose between his career or the love of his life when tragedy and their relationship takes place. It's a little bit predictable, but it is ultimately very uplifting. Get ready to, be careful with your paper products. You are going to be crying with this, so be sparingly with your Kleenex for crying. It's a pretty good movie as well. Netflix has got the third season of Ozark that drops today. Star Trek Picard, this is the series with Patrick Stewart. CBS All Access is making it available for free. When you go onto CBS All Access, there is a coupon code which will unlock Picard, so you can watch the whole first season for nothing when you sign up for the service. I should mention, because it's our company, that national cable channel WGN America is premiering a new series that's called Almost Paradise. It's an action crime drama that's going to premiere Monday night at 9 o'clock Chicago time. And I like to pick some classics and some kind of offbeat things. For classics this week, I chose Bridesmaid, starring Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph, among others. This is such a funny movie. If you are, you know, feeling a little down or depressed or lethargic with all the social isolation, it's R-rated, but you will laugh your head off with this movie. And also just something kind of fun to binge that's just made available on demand are the old episodes of Julia Child, the French chef.
Oh, good.
The old black and white ones. I mean, you watch these movies and you expect Dan Aykroyd to walk out, you know, and do his famous spoof of her, because that's what it was based on. But the old episodes are on there. Her episodes, Cooking with Master Chefs, are on there. Her final series that she had with Jacques Pepin is also on there. So if you're a foodie, you can just go nuts watching Julia Child. But these old episodes are such a caricature that clearly Dan Aykroyd based on. They're so much fun to watch. And you learn a little something about cooking at the same time.
She was great. She was a riot. Well, you channel surf, you're going to find something. And isn't there some big Elton John television special coming up soon?
Yeah, that's going to be Elton John is going to be one of the performers for this benefit that's going to be on Fox. It's called Living Room Concert for America. It is going to benefit a number of charities, and it's on at 8 o'clock Chicago time, and it'll benefit Feeding America and First Responders Children Foundation. Elton John, Billie Eilish, Alicia Keys, Tim McGraw, Billy Joe Armstrong. I think they wanted to book Bob Dylan, but there was no time.
Yeah, they heard the song,
his 17-minute song. And they,
is that this weekend? Is that Sunday?
It's this coming Sunday night, 8 o'clock Chicago time.
And Dean, do you know what the story is on how much they're charging for some of these movies now? Can you buy or rent these relatively recent movies that they're now making available?
Yeah, some of them you can buy. Some of them you can buy, some of them you can only rent. The most often quoted figure that I've seen on these are $19.99, which I know seems a little bit steep, but I think they're figuring that the whole family is going to sit down and watch these movies. So, you know, you figure four people to watch a first-run movie for $20 is not that bad.
Right.
If I were the online services, what I would be doing is making this so available. Like this, this is a very wise decision on CBS All Access to make Picard available for free, Star Trek Picard. It exposes people to CBS All Access. It gets them used to using their service.
Yeah, get you hooked.
While you're on there, you see what else they have, and you do get a little bit hooked. So that's what I would do if I were one of these services. But a lot of the services, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, lots of them, not so much Netflix because they have their own pricing structure, but many of them, the on-demand services, are charging $20. So get as many people as, well, I guess you can't get as many people as you can in your living room anymore.
Well, if you can get a few.
Yeah, get two or three in your living room, put one outside your window. Give binoculars to your next-door neighbor, and everybody can watch.
Well, there's a way, and we'll get into this here after the 8:30 news, but there is a way you can all watch the same thing together, you know, for example, on Netflix. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes.
That's kind of that party. It's called party service where you watch the movie, and then I guess you all also appear on the screen, so you can make catty comments at the screen. I've been wanting to learn more about this, so I'm going to stay tuned to find out about that.
And Dean, when you're here doing your Sunday show, I don't know if you need any supplies, and I don't know if anything will be left when you get in Sunday, but right now the Steve Grzanich newsroom looks like the home cleaning supply aisle of the grocery store. Nice. I've never seen so many Lysol disinfectant wipe containers all scattered around there.
So even before the pandemic, we needed that in the newsroom anyway.
We have seven different varieties of wipes.
Excellent. Hey, speaking of that, one of my guests on Sunday is a family physician from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He put out a video on YouTube the other day on the proper way to handle the groceries that you bring home from the store and how to properly handle them, what to wash, what not to wash. This YouTube video that he put out at last check, when I checked it last night, had 8 million views in one day. It's fascinating. We're going to have this Dr. Jeff on my show on Sunday to talk about that and everything that is relatable to the pandemic on Sunday.
All right. We have our Sunday planned. Have a good one, Dean.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.